The halachos of deriving benefit from malacha that was done on Shabbos emerges from the Gemara in Ksubis on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. There are three opinions of the Tanoim. We are going to see how we paskin and give four exceptions to the rule that we have in Shulchan Aruch, and along the way see a couple of examples. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis had told us that according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, it is possible for an individual not to have considered slaughtered an animal for a shechita haru'uya, that it would be considered a shechita she'ena ru'uya if it was done on Shabbos, because no one can derive benefit for it. And therefore the Rabbanim say that one would be potter on such a tvicha. Who is that opinion? The Gemara quotes three opinions about what the halacha is if malacha is done on Shabbos. The opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Hassandler is, the Gemara says, nine lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, Bishoge ge'ochel motzai Shabbos, la'acherim v'lo lo, b'mezid lo ye'ochel olamis. Lo lo v'lo acherim. So if it's done b'mezid, Rabbi Yochanan Hassandler says it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Hassandler. There are two other opinions in the Braisa. The first opinion in the Braisa, six lines from the top, says that if someone cooks on Shabbos b'shogeg, so then in such a case, there was no knas. You could eat the food, says Rabbi Meir. But if it was cooked b'mezid, so then in such a case, the food cannot be eaten. The most nuanced position is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And this is what we have in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, Hamivashel b'Shabbos b'mezid, if someone cooked on Shabbos intentionally, asr loy l'olam, it's prohibited for him to derive benefit forever from that food. There, the Gemara in Chulin says the individual deserves a heavy knas. V'lacherim, but others can't derive benefit on Shabbos, mutter l'motzai Shabbos b'yad. But on Motzai Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. That is also spelled out in our daf in Tosis Dibar Maschil b'mezid. U'bishogeg, however, if it's done unintentionally, asur boy bayoin, then the knas is in existence, says Rabbi Yehuda, and says the Shulchan Aruch, gam l'acherim, you cannot have hana from that malacha. So what emerges is that if you have a malacha that was done b'shogeg on Shabbos, there is a knas from deriving benefit from that malacha, even if the malacha was done b'shogeg. There are, however, four exceptions to the rule. Number one is that even though in Shulchan Aruch, clearly the position of Rabbi Yehuda is presented, however, the Gra, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin, says that the opinion of Rabbi Meir is the correct Shita to follow. In other words, the Gra disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Zayin, B'makom atzorich yesh lismoch azeh b'bishol b'shogeg, that the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that if it was done b'shogeg, it's going to be mutter immediately, that could be relied on in a case of makom atzorich. So what that means practically is that if someone cooked on Shabbos, made a mistake and cooked on Shabbos, then in such a case, if it's a makom atzorich, if there's no other food, one could be makel. Number two, exception number two. The Be'er Halacha in Dibra Maschel HaMevashel B'Shabbos quotes from the Gra and others that all of these halachos are only in regards to an individual who did an iser d'oraisa, like cooking on Shabbos. What about an individual that carried in a karmelis, which is only an iser d'rabbanan and not an iser d'oraisa? Or for that matter, any other malacha that's not an iser d'oraisa but an iser d'rabbanan, says the Be'er Halacha, again, one could be makel that these halachos do not apply for an iser derabbanan. Number three, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Beis that in the case of where you have a suffix whether that action is aser, for example, it's a machlokis haposkim, it's a machlokis between two of your rabbeim. We'll discuss what happens if your rebbe holds its aser and someone else's rebbe holds its mutter. But it's a machlokis, and there isn't a clear hachra, b'makom safek, says the Mishnah Berurah as well, the knas doesn't apply. The knas only applies where there is a clear shita. And finally, another exception to the rule, according to the Chayei Adam, is that the knas was only levied, that you can't derive benefit from a malacha, in a case of where the item has clearly been changed by the malacha. If you took raw meat and you cooked it, there's a clear change. However, what happens if an item was carried in a Rishus HaRabim, not only a Karmelist? In such a case, there as well, the knas was not levied because there's no reason to create a knas where it's not obvious to people that the item got there through a malacha. Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita applies this in certain cases in the army here in Eretz Yisrael, where a malacha was done, chas v'chalila, through hotza'a. In such a case, there were instances that he was mekil b'di'evit. There is a fascinating shaila that Rav Moshe discusses in our Chaim Chelek Beis, and that is in regards to keys that were carried in a Rishus HaRabim, not a Karmelist, because we saw there'd be room to be mekel in a Karmelist, but carried in a Rishus HaRabim. In Rav Moshe's days, unfortunately, this wasn't as uncommon as Rav Moshe had hoped it would be, to open up a shul. Rav Moshe said in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Zayin, that even though there are opinions that say that the keys themselves are not usher, but Rav Moshe had suggested that the Pesach itself became part of the Isser Melacha. Opening the shul itself, the Pesach itself, was a tangible result of the Melacha, and therefore Rav Moshe assered going into those shuls. There are many poskim in Eretz Yisrael who asked that at the end of the day, there was no Isser that was done on the Pesach. What was done was there was malacha that was done on the keys, but what the keys did was simply removed Asaras Hamonea, simply removed the lock, but there was no malacha that was done on the shul, and therefore there are poskim, not discussing Rav Moshe's case, but a similar type of case. What happens if someone opened up a magnetic lock on Shabbos inappropriately? Is it permitted to go into the room? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Elyashiv were both Mekel, quoted in the Sefer Archos Shabbos. Finally, Rav Moshe did Likula point out that if an individual did a action that according to some poskim was aser, but according to other poskim is mutter, and that individual is simply following thereof. For example, opening up a soda bottle or opening up a soda can, which is subject to disagreement, in such a case, Rav Moshe said that would not be a problem because the individual is following his horas chacham, and there's no need to create a knas. And therefore, even if you followed the more stringent opinion, you'd be allowed to derive benefit from that item, even if we were talking about an Isser Doraisa. The Archos Shabbos brings some cogent proofs on page Chavtes and Chelek Gimel that if an individual instructs someone else to open up an item that is subject to dispute of whether it could be opened on Shabbos, and the individual who's opening it holds that it's mutter, but the individual who instructed does follow the opinions that hold that it's usser, then in such a case as well, that would be usser for knas on Shabbos. The only time Rav Moshe was matir is in an instance where the individual who opened up the item opened it up for himself, beheter, because his rav said it was mutter. Remember, if his rav had held it was usser, then even if he did it b'shogeg and it was an iser d'oraisa, then it would be usser loy ula acherim. However, in a case of where he was allowed to open it, then you, if you hold it's usser, is still allowed to derive benefit. But in a case of where Reuven follows a rav who says that's usser, and Shimon follows a rav that says it's mutter, Reuven would not be allowed to pass it on to Shimon and ask him to open it and then derive benefit. This concludes this beautiful sugya with the nuanced shitas of the Tanoim, the exceptions, and a few practical examples as halacha lemaisa from our daily daf.